Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, I spent last weekend doing my bit to help a friend move from her lovely sunny garden flat with two bedrooms, a terrace and French windows overlooking lush green lawns into a care home. She used to sit and watch the birds showing off in the bird bath, and on special occasions the fox would lounge in the sun and bask in her admiration. Last summer, she brought her newborn cubs to play in the dappled light under the trees. My friend had everything she needed, everything she wanted, aids, adaptations and carers. In the end, it was the one thing she didn't have, mobility, that drove her to the decision. We discussed it a lot. Loss of independence, the dignity of risk. The decision became inescapable, and so it is, a lifetime of memories, and now in one room, and we sat and ate birthday cake. One birthday she'll never forget. She needed the loo, and to do that involves a hoist. The care home has an electric one, and the health and safety police have decreed it can only be operated by two trained care staff. The hoist was being used elsewhere, and when it did arrive, there was a scramble to find two trained people. It was a close-run thing. She got to the loo just in time. Not a great start. Fitting the need for the loo around the availability of the kit and the people trained to use it. Spending a fortune on a care home to spend a penny. I had a chat with the manager, Martin. Keen, presentable and knowledgeable, he agreed. Not good. Not good enough. He confessed, since the arrival of a supermarket down the road, he was having trouble recruiting. Martin told me 43% of care homes are closing to new residents, and 66% of care home providers are refusing new clients. They can't get the staff. And there you have it. One frail lady waiting for the loo, terrified of having an accident. She'll probably drink less to avoid an embarrassing calamity, and the inevitable UTI will follow, and probably an admission to hospital. It's what happens when a well-run, well-organised care home gets caught in the wages trap. Staff vacancy rates are often said to be 10%, a figure that has doubled in a year. That's misleading. 10% is the overall rate and includes management. The actual rate for care workers is 12.2% for care workers. And for nurses, it's 18%. It's often cited that starter rates have improved by just over 4%, and that's misleading. They neglect to tell you turnover rates have increased by almost 5%. There are around 100,000 vacancies in social care, and that's misleading as well. It's an estimate, and as the geographical distribution is not equal, it really doesn't mean very much. All we know is we don't pay enough people enough money to provide enough care. The average care worker's salary is £17,199. And I'm afraid that's misleading as well. One in four social care workers are on zero-hour contracts. The median hourly rate is £9.01. And 71% of workers are paid below the real living wage. The supermarket, well, Tesco, £9.30 to £9.55 an hour, plus a colleague discount card and a second card for a family member offering, are you ready for this? 10% increasing to 15% after every payday for a four-day period of most purchases in the store, 10% off one stop, 10% off deals with Tesco Mobile, 20% off all F&F clothes and homeware purchases, 20% off car, pet and home insurance at Tesco Bank, 25% off Tesco Cafe, 50% off glasses and free eye tests at Vision Express, and 50% off health checks at the Tesco Pharmacy. So that is why one lady had to wait for the loo. Why it's impossible to get flow through hospitals and discharge frail elderly. There are about 20,000 of them waiting for safe passage. It's why trusts won't clear waiting lists. There's not enough beds. Her Majesty's government says social care is a priority, backed by $5.4 billion over the next 3 years, including a record investment of at least $500 million to develop and support the workforce to attract new staff. Yeah, right. As the cost of living goes through the roof, care workers have a choice to make. Do they struggle on with really difficult work, low wages, dealing with the intimate needs of the frail, forgetful and frankly often difficult? Or go where the wages are better, the work is in no way as challenging, and with a magic card to offset some of the rising costs of family life? You can see Martin's problem. Thanks for listening. I hope we'll speak again soon. Bye.